morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Coming up Saturday, December 1st at 12:30, it's Wheeler Farms, MCS Cattle Company, and Sims Family Cattle selling at the new Wheeler Farm Sale Facility in Chickasha, Oklahoma. They'll be offering 102 lots, 73 registered Hereford females, 29 breeding age bulls, Hereford Angus, and Red Angus. For more information, call Matt Sims, 405-641-6081. Go to the November Cowman Magazine, page 28, for more information, or go to mcsauction.com for the catalog.
Let's eat better. Let's eat healthier, and let's find simpler ways to do it. Make swaps while you shop, like whole grain bread over white bread. Use crock pots for easier dinners, and let your kids pitch in to make mealtime more fun. Together, we can all take simple steps to eat better and fill half our plates with fruits and veggies. Let's make every breakfast, lunch, and dinner a healthy winner. Get started today with tasty, healthy recipes at shapeyourfutureok.com. A program of TSET.
Hey, good morning, everybody. I'm Carson Horn. The United States Department of Agriculture released its final crop progress report for the year yesterday. According to it, both the U.S. corn and soybean harvests will soon be completely wrapped up for the year, as will the cotton and sorghum harvest this year as well. In addition, this report indicates that the planting season for winter wheat is nearly complete as well and offers one final glimpse at the condition of this year's wheat crop as the report goes on hiatus until next spring. Taking one final look over our three-state region here in the Southern Plains, winter wheat planted in Oklahoma reached 95%, down 5 points from the previous year. Winter wheat emerged reached 87%, down 7 points from the previous year and down 9 points from normal. Winter wheat's condition in Oklahoma this week rates 19 poor to very poor, 25 fair, and 56% good to excellent. Canola planted reached 95%. Canola emerged reached 86% this week. Sorghum harvested is at 90%, down 3 points from the previous year and down 4 points from normal. Cotton harvested reached 71%, unchanged from the previous year but up 4 points from normal. In Kansas, winter wheat condition rated at 3% very poor, 13 poor, 38 fair, 37 good, and 9 excellent. Winter wheat emerged was 87%, behind 93 last year and 96 for the 5-year average. Planted is at 96% complete, just under last year and the average of 100. Corn harvested was 94% complete, near 98 last year and behind 99 the average. Soybeans harvested was at 92%, behind 97 both last year and for the average. Sorghum harvested was at 83%, behind 93 last year and 95 the average. Finally, in Texas, winter wheat planted is at 90% complete this week, under last year's 92 and the average of 91%. Emerged is at 80%, just under the average of 81% and slightly below last year's pace of 83%. Winter wheat's condition in Texas this week is rated at 16% poor to very poor, 36 fair, and 48% good to excellent. Corn harvest in Texas is at 98% complete, on par with the average but below last year's pace by 1 point. Cotton's harvest in Texas is at 60% complete, behind last year's 70 and the average of 65. Sorghum harvest is nearly complete in Texas at 96% complete, equal to last year and ahead of normal by 3 points. Remember, as always, you can check out that final USDA Crop Progress Report for 2018 up on our website. Just click over to OklahomaFarmReport.com. You got farm news on Ron.
Cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, November 29th, live from Fort Worth, Texas on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on DirecTV Channel 603, as well as on SuperiorClickToBid.com. It'll start at 8 a.m. Central Time. 23,100 head will be offered, including 3,300 yearling steers, 1,800 yearling heifers, and 16,000 weaned calves. For more information, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call Superior at 800-422-2117.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.